Her patient's last name is a PRESCOTTLEE. First name is XAV as in Victor, IER. Date of visit is October 28, 2022. Date of birth is July 31, 2001. Next to paragraph of referring physician is referring physician is BARSAM. Again, BARSAM. Last name is GH. I'm sorry, the last name is GHARAGOL. I'm sorry, last name is GHARAGOZLOU. The fax number for the doctor, fax number is 925-267-6100. Again, 925-267-6100. Next paragraph, dear doctor, GHARAGOZLOU. I have the pleasure to see XAVIER today for initial evaluation for seizures. Next paragraph, Mr. President Nunes. A patient has a history of seizures since childhood. Therefore, the majority of the history is provided by the mother. For some, according to the mother, the patient has a seizure disorder since childhood. He would have seizures since preschool. A patient would suddenly have twitching, eye rolling back. A patient does not usually convulse. Patient has been seeing pediatric neurologist in Oakland Children's Hospital. He's been taking seizure medications. His seizures has been well under control. He hasn't had any seizures since 2020. Patient has been taking Keppra and Lamictal. They have been very effective for him. There's no significant side effects. But the mom wants to continue these medications. Next paragraph, past medical history, seizure disorder. Next number. Learning disability. Next number. Current medication, lamotrigine, 100 milligram pills, gamma, 3 tablets twice a day. Next number, Keppra, 500 milligram tablets, 1 tablet, 2 times a day. Next number, vitamin B6. Next number, Zyrtec. Next number, famotidine. Next paragraph, allergies, a patient is allergic to sulfa medication causing rash. Social history, patient single, for some patients a student, patient does not smoke, a patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. Next for family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Next for review system, patient's acid reflux symptoms. Seizure disorder. Impression number two, learning disability. Has a seizure disorder since preschool, according to the mother. A patient has been well controlled on lamotrigine and Keppra. He hasn't had any seizures since 2020. However, he's not able to see pediatric neurologist and children Oakland Hospital anymore because he's turned 21 years old. I will continue his seizure medications. Recommendation to I explained to the mom of the above diagnosis. Next number, we'll continue to lamotrigine, 100 milligram pills, comma, 3 pills twice a day. Next number, we'll also continue to Keppra, 500 milligram pills, comma, 1 pill twice a day. Next number, we'll also order an EEG study, comma, to evaluate for seizures. Explain to her the common side effects from the medication. Recommendation, follow with me after the EEG study. This marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is Reddy. First name is Ramakrishna. Their visit is October 28, 2022. Date of birth is March 15, 1939. Next prayer for referring physician is Dr. S. Chadalawada. Next prayer for dear Dr. Chadalawada, I have the pleasure to see Mr. Reddy, R-E-D-D-Y, today for initial evaluation for snoring. Next prayer for Mr. President. This patient is an 83-year-old male, common with chief complaint of snoring. First of all, patient has been snoring for many years, so first of all, patient usually go to bed at 10 o'clock at night. First of all, wakes up at 8:30 a.m. First of all, patient has moderately loud snoring. First of all, patient also have a patient also wake up with a dry mouth. First of all, patient feels sleepy and tired in the daytime. First of all, patient also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. The first of all, patient always becomes drowsy when he's sitting as a passenger in a car for an hour without break. First of all, patient frequently becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, watching TV, sitting inactive in a public place, lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit. First of all, next paragraph, past medical history, non-expert past surgical history, non-expert current medication, non-expert allergies, no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history, patient is married with two children, two daughters. So first off, patient is retired, patient does not smoke, first off, patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. And next paragraph, family history, father and older brother had stroke. First off, next paragraph, review system, patient has joint pain, patient has muscle pain and cramps. Next paragraph, impression. Loud snoring, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. So, come on, these are all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. First up. Next patient, last name is Torabi. Again, Torabi as in boy, I. First name is Adam, ADAM. The date of visit is October 28, 2022. Date of birth is November 11, 1953. Referring physician is Dr. Ferndina Lowe, Ferndina. Last name is L-O. Dear Dr. Lowe, it's a pleasure to see Adam today for initial evaluation for snoring. Next paragraph, history of present illness. Patient is a 68-year-old male. Chief complaint of snoring. First up, patient tells me that he's been snoring. First up, he has loud snoring. First up, he usually go to bed at 10 p.m. First up, patient has also witnessed pulses of breathing during sleep. First up, patient has frequent gasping air sound during sleep. First up, patient wake up at 7 a.m. First up, his sleep is now restorative. First up, patient wakes up feeling sleepy, tired, and fatigue. Patient also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. First up, patient frequently becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, watching television, sitting inactive in a public place. Next paragraph, a patient also has some heart arrhythmia problems. A patient tells me they have some irregular heartbeat. Past medical history, high blood pressure, next one, fast surgical history, cataract surgery, next one, current medication, Lipitor, metoprolol, tamsulosin. Next we have allergies, no known drug allergies. Next we have social history. Patient is married with two children. First of all, patient is a scientist. First of all, patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient does not smoke. First of all, patient does not use illicit drugs. Next we have family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Review system. Patient's hearing problems with tinnitus. First of all, next we have next paragraph, impression to irregular heartbeat according to the patient. First time, some of snoring, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, these are all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. First time, this is a condition, we schedule a patient for an overnight polysomnography study. First time, this marks a denotation.